Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Scott Jordan is here too, ladies and gentlemen. You might recognize that name. You've seen him. You probably saw him on the third season of Shark Tank. He is an attorney by trade and a recovering attorney, I think, now. He's more interested in the entrepreneurial world these days, but he's done a lot of different things. He's got a new book out called Pocket Man. You guys know him as the guy who invented the Scott E-Vest, so you can blanket yourself in batteries. Right, Scott?
Oh, that's one way to look at it.
Hey, Scott, welcome to the show.
Good to be here, Jim.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on your book and all the success you had. So you've had a lot of different jobs. You sold cemetery plots once upon a time, didn't you?
Yes, I did. When I first graduated college, my father owned a cemetery, and he said, "Son, you're coming to work for me whether you like it or not." And I said, "Dad, that's not what I went to college for, but I'll have a go at it."
How'd you like that? Doors. How'd that go?
I didn't like it terribly well, but I tried real hard at it, and I learned that you had to be passionate about something in order to be successful. And I would knock doors in Baltimore and going door to door saying, "Hi, Mr. and Mrs., someday you're going to die, you're going to need some cemetery plots." I'm a 21-year-old freckle-faced, pimply-faced kids, and trying to talk to them. I was horrible at it. I did three or four pitches a night, and I finally sold my first deal. And my dad said, "Son, you better come home. You're not going to make a living that way." And I said, "That's a good idea."
How much of that lack of performance was attitude, and how much it was aptitude?
You know, I think it was just simply I didn't believe in what I was selling. I worked real hard at it, and you know, I just didn't. I think the product is right for some people, but you know, that's not what I wanted to be doing.
Started really learning the lesson that you come across on in your book, and that's the importance of the passion element?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it took me. There was a break in between there. You know, I didn't learn it like the next day after I failed at that. I didn't wake up and say, "Okay, I need passion." I went through a long and windy road, like many people,
including law school.
I went to law school. Unfortunately, graduated at the top of my class at Case Western Reserve, and I say unfortunately because when I graduated, I was handed a great job at a very large firm, and I was miserable practicing law for 6-7 years until I truly found my passion, and that was truly to be my own boss, control my own time, control my own destiny, and came up with this concept of designing clothing with lots of pockets and a patented personal area network for your wires so that your headphones weren't dangling all over you anymore.
Yeah, just common sense stuff.
And that's when Scott E-Vest was born. What's that? Yeah, I mean, it truly was. And to this day, no one else is. We don't have any true competitors in this space.
Right.
You know, we're the only clothing that's known for, you know, really cleverly designed, I should use the word, engineered pockets. And we've been doing it now for 14 years and very successful.
Well, but you know, I've known, believe it or not, I've known people who were passionate about selling grape plots.
Oh, absolutely.
I've known lawyers
who were passionate
about being lawyers. So the thing is, the story you're telling is keep moving till you find something that makes you happy.
Absolutely. As I promote this book about passionate personal promotion, I'm finding my housekeeper is passionate about cleaning, and she does an incredible job, and she enjoys it. I mean, you do not have to.
All work is noble. All work is noble, isn't it? It's just
absolutely.
It's just that you don't have to do some things. You know, when I think back on my own career, I had a handful of careers that lasted about 5 to 7 years, every one of them, and I was passionate about them for about 4.5 years. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, I got to where I said, you know, I want to move on. Well, I've been doing what I'm doing right now for almost 27 years, and I've never had more fun in my life every day. Good times, bad times.
But doing I can hear it in your voice.
Doing what you're doing, following my own dream.
And it's infectious, too, because once you find that role for you that enables you to be passionate about it, it's just infectious. People sense it, and they want to be around you, and they want to be a part of it, and success will follow you. But if you're not passionate about what you're doing, it seems so obvious, but you know, when you're not, you're not going to all of a sudden find it. You know, you need to you need to make a shift,
and that's what I did. And
I think
you proved in your based on your story, you and I both know people who graduated from high school, graduated from college, and their parents had this absolutely fabulous business that could take care of the children for the rest of their lives. All they had to do was show up and go to work, and they came back and did the dutiful thing like you did, only instead of leaving like you did, they stayed with it, and they got to be 40, 45, 50 years old, and they were absolutely miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And so my point is, just being in small business is not the answer, right? That's not the key to happiness. Small business can make you happy, but that's not the answer. You've got to want to do what you're doing.
That's exactly right. Now, I think a lot of entrepreneurs or wannabe entrepreneurs, when they consider going into a small business, they make a mistake that I made. And that is believing that they have to come up with an idea that no one has ever thought about. It's got to be the most unique idea, and you got to get a patent, and you got to protect it, and you got to, you know, find that idea that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's a waste. What you need to do is find an idea that someone's doing and just execute it on it better.
Do it better.
Just do it better. Mm-hmm. And bring your own twist to it. Even if not your own twist, your own twist could be simply do it better.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Hey, the book is called Pocket Man by Scott Jordan. And you want to give us another website, Scott?
Our website is scottebest.com.
All right, so check that out. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh Lord, I'm stuck in old diapers.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.